For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discover a healthier, happier you with Veganuary 2024. Your health isn't just small potatoes, it's a big deal. So this January, you are invited to make a change that matters by trying Veganuary's 31-Day Vegan Challenge. Switching to a plant-based diet reduces your carbon footprint and makes a positive impact for animals. Every meal is a vote for the kind of world you want to create. Ready to make a change? Sign up today at Veganuary.com. Vote for veggies.
Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishing and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah. and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys. We have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from our favorite sports fam. Appreciate you guys joining me for this episode of The Coma. We in this thing. Appreciate each and every last one of you guys for chiming in on the stream. Monday edition coming right at you, entitled Saints Head Coach Dennis Allen is putting his defensive staff together. We're going to cover a couple of articles of news. I promise I won't hold you guys for very long on this Monday stream. Just a few things popping and snapping in the Who Dat Nation with our defense. Also with some of our assistant coaches, as predicted. Coach Payton is starting to pilfer some of the Saints' assistants toward his staff. We knew that that'll happen. We know that just a regular occurrence. And we'll see what Dennis Allen is doing. As we'll cover this article right here, Dennis Allen, Saints name Joe Woods as DC after three seasons with the Browns. Shout out to Kevin Leahy Jr., who just smashed on the subscribe button, baby. Shout out to you. Appreciate you, Mr. Kevin. Thank you for joining the stream. Also to the family members, please feel free to hit the like button. Family, hit the like button. And much love to the great Saint Think Tank. Appreciate everybody in here. Tori Shepard, seniors in the building. T-Mama, what's up, baby? What's happening? Trey Joseph, what's up, Trey? Shout out to you. Lucius, who that to you as well. Big ups to the rest of the fam. KT, shout out to you. My condolences to my brother KT, man. Had a death in his family. Much love to KT. My prayers go out to you, my brother. My condolences go out to you from the great Saint Think Tank, one of the finest in the building. My brother KT had a death in the family. So shout out to you, bro. Much love to you and condolences to you and your entire family, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Mr. Who Dat, shout out to you as well. Big ups to Boo. Shout out to you. Appreciate you being in the stream as well. Baraka. Shout out to Baraka. Dana, shout out to you, Queen. Appreciate you being up in here as well. Much love to Brother Judah. Much love to Daniel. Shout out to you. Oz Mike, shout out to your fam. Appreciate you as well. Much love to Coach Todd. Shout out to Greg. What's up, Brother Greg Hines in the building? Shout out to you, my brother. Good to see you. Brother Terrence Warren's in the stream. WB3, my brother Willie Bibbins the Thoid is in the building. Shout out to Brother Willie. Ferg318 is in this thing. Shout out to you as well. Tramal's in this thing. Brother Gregory is in this thing. Shout out to UEP and the entire fam. If I miss your family, please feel free to give me a who dat and I'll try to respond. Nola Baby KC, shout out to you as well, man. Appreciate you, my brother, in this thing. Mr. Who Dat, big ups. All right, so Brother Gregory saying, man, isn't me or that Dennis Allen is saying I'm going to go down with the guys I came in with because the old friends getting hired, giving me that. He said he didn't. The Raiders get rid of him and the staff before. Well, you know, if you look at the preference of it, bro, a lot of the guys that we currently have on the staff on this team are Sean Payton's guys, you know, and he tried them with Sean Payton's guys in the first year. It didn't work because a lot of the guys are used to, you know, I guess a certain way, a certain style of coaching, you know, leadership, that thing. And when you don't have that in the building, you know, it tends to suffer. So you've seen a lot of our really good coaches and assistants are leaving for greener pastures. So I can't be mad at them at the same time. That happens. It's all up to the staff to bring in coaches that are good to replace the coaches that are leaving. So hopefully we can keep a high talent level in terms of our coaches, you know, and our assistants. Kevin McKnight, shout out to you. Who that to you, Brother Myron. Shout out to you as well. Good to see you. Chief Peanut Nola, 504 Silver Wolf. Shout out to you, my brother. Good to see you in the stream. Jerome, what's up, Brother Jerome? Shout out to you as well. Good to see you, fam. Much love in the building. Gundam, shout out to my brother Gundam. Brother Eric Howard's in this thing as well. So much love to the fam. But yeah, let's delve in, fam. Before we get there, please feel free to hit the like button if you hadn't already hit it. Hit the like button. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe to the stream. And also feel free to share. Take everybody, just take the link and share it on the social media feed. Don't matter where, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. That helps us out a great deal. Josh Gold 23, shout out to your fam. Appreciate you. All right, Doc Father 504, good to see you. Appreciate you. He says, Big Q, finally got the chance to catch the live stream. Welcome on in, my brother. Appreciate you. All right, so let's get cooking on this one, fam. Dennis Allen, and this is called to Bleacher Report. Dennis Allen Saints to name Joe Woods as the defensive coordinator after 3 seasons with the Browns. This is coming from them, and they're saying that Saints will hire Joe Woods. This is from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Woods, who spent the last 3 years, and they saying him as a defensive coordinator. So there you go, who spent the last 3 years in the same role with the Browns, also serving with the Broncos defensive coordinator in 2017-2018. New Orleans used two co-defensive coordinators in 2022 in the first year under Dennis Allen. Ryan Nielsen left to become the coordinator of the Falcons, while the team parted ways with Coach Richard. Like Allen, both coaches were holdovers from the 21 staff under Coach Payton. The defense was the strength of the team last season, finishing 9th in points allowed and 5th in total yards allowed, including number 2 pass defense in the NFL. The unit was especially impressive down the stretch while holding opponents to 20 points or fewer in each of the last 8 games. Woods will look to continue the success after an up-and-down run in Cleveland. So we'll see what goes on there. The 52-year-old took the Browns job in 2020 and immediately helped the squad to an 11-5 record in the organization's first playoff win since 1994. Offensive inconsistencies held the Browns back in 21. Both the defense ranked 5th in yards allowed. The team struggled in 2022, however, especially at defending the run. Opponents averaged almost 5 yards per carry against the Browns. Scoring 22 rushing touchdowns is tied for 3rd most in the NFL. Woods was fired at the end of the 7-10 season, and the new Saints defensive coordinator has a resume that includes 19 years on NFL staffs. In addition to his experience as a coordinator, he serves as a defensive passing game coordinator for the 49ers in 2019, helping the squad reach the Super Bowl. Woods previously worked with Dennis Allen in 2014 with the then Oakland Raiders. So we know that they pulled Woods out of the forest, made him the defensive coordinator. And the Saints missing out on 2 co-coordinators. Does Joe Woods come in and reproduce or kind of help improve upon the defense? I was listening to some footage of Joe Woods coaching up people. He seems like a pretty knowledgeable guy. And what I'm looking at from Joe Woods is how does he communicate? Is he a good communicator of what he wants people to do? And based on some of the stuff that I was looking at, the clips when he was coaching people up, seems like he's very knowledgeable, has a good communication ability in terms of what I've picked up on from watching those several interviews of him talking and coaching up his defensive players with the Browns. So can he bring or keep the level of where we are, where it is? So only time will tell. We won't truly know exactly what he'll bring. But what they basically saying is that with him being a defensive coordinator, remember, defensive coordinator is not really in the Saints building. It's not really a defensive coordinator. He's more like a defensive assistant, right? Because Dennis Allen controls the defense. Dennis Allen calls the plays. Dennis Allen is basically the defensive coordinator of the team. And basically Joe Woods was acted as his assistant. That's pretty much what I'm seeing. And let's look at right here. Nick Underhill said the Saints would run Dennis Allen's scheme. Allen will call the plays and ultimately be responsible for the defense. See, this was stuff that we were saying prior to this hiring. We knew what time it was because we knew why the coaches were leaving. Ryan Nielsen would leave it. Don't take a astrophysicist with a degree and going to school in the Batman Detective Agency. It don't take that. It don't take that at all. What it does take is just paying attention to the tea leaves and watch how things operate, because if Coach Richard would have given the control of the defense, he wouldn't have left. You know, he wants to run the defense. He does not want to be an assistant. And that's what a defensive coordinator under Dennis Allen would be his defensive assistant. There is no defensive coordinator not named Dennis Allen. And once again, we said this prior to any of this happening, but once again, here it is. Just, you know, veritas what we were saying. The Saints will run Dennis Allen's scheme. Allen will call the plays and ultimately be responsible for the defense. You see that? From top to bottom, he going to run the defense. And Joe Woods will be Allen's top assistant and will likely help out with the defensive backs, which has been his position of expertise over the year. So we said this. We pretty much, we called this. You know, and it is what it is. That's why both these guys like Ryan Nielsen and Coach Richard are going. They don't want to be assistants under Dennis Allen, and I don't blame them. They want an opportunity. Anyway, with that being said, let's move on to the next thing, which is this. Remember this guy, the Saints hired, this old fiery gentleman right here, Ty Grantham, and Grantham will come in, and he accepts a job to come in and operate with the Saints. So what will his role be? So now you got Joe Woods as your defensive coordinator, right? Joe Woods is your defensive coordinator. So it's kind of hashing itself out, which he'll be responsible for the secondary. This is the same thing. He basically becomes what Chris, like if Chris Richard would accepted the job, he's basically Chris Richard. Like, you know, you see what I'm saying? If Chris Richard would say, I'm staying on, okay, you the defensive coordinator, you just take care of the secondary. That's pretty much what Joe Woods is going to be. But Grantham, he's going to be the guy that runs the Saints defensive line. He's your new defensive line coach. They're not exactly saying that, but a lot of people know that that'll obviously be the case because of his position that he's used to coaching. So former Georgia Bulldog defensive coordinator Ty Grantham has accepted the job to be the defensive assistant, another assistant for the New Orleans Saints. Grantham recently served as defensive coordinator for the Gators from 2018 to 21. Grantham was Georgia's defensive coordinator from 2010 to 2013 during the Mark Wright era. You know, so he had been considered a coach. He had been coaching as an analyst for the Crimson Tide. You know, he was played an offensive lineman at Virginia Tech, had been coaching as an analyst for the Crimson Tide. And Nick Saban was considering him as a defensive coordinator, but went in a different direction. And Grantham will be the New Orleans Saints defensive coach. He will be the defensive line coach. The Saints have consistently had a stout defensive front over the past several seasons. Grantham previously coached in the NFL from 99 to 2009, and he was the defensive line coach for the Colts, the Texans, the Cowboys during his time in the NFL, and he served as the Cleveland Browns defensive coordinator from 05 to 07. The Saints have hired several Alabama coaching staff members, according to The Wire. So as we've talked about, you know, we know that Doug Marrone and Matt Rhea and Clapp and all these guys, that they looking over that. But anyway, the reality is now that we kind of know where they're going with it, with Joe Woods being the defensive coordinator that probably operate as the secondary coach, like Coach Richard would have done. And of course, to replace your defensive line coach, which is Ryan Nielsen, is Ty Grantham. Now, I was able to research and find some stuff out about Ty Grantham too, family. Ty Grantham, bro, his coaching style, very, got a big mouth, loud mouth, kind of a yellow-holic type of dude, real fiery coach, really exciting too, kind of exciting guy to listen to him. If you watch him on the sideline, he does all these weird machinations. His mouth is wide. I mean, when he yell, you can see every teeth in his mouth. You can see if he got tonsils in his, I mean, he opened up and yell, and I mean, he's a very animated dude on the sideline. So,
do you know someone on your holiday gift list that's looking to cut costs? Consider a Henson razor. Henson razors use quality standard blades that only cost 10 cents each. That means you'll only be spending pennies a month on blades. Compare that to multi-blade cartridges that cost 20 to 30 times more. Over a couple years, that special someone on your list will save hundreds and get a safe and smooth shaving experience along the way. To learn more and to get 100 blades for free, go to hensonshaving.com/holiday.
Wake up at Holiday Inn Express to a can't-miss breakfast that's free with every stay. Count on all the hot, fresh coffee you need and an incredible breakfast buffet that has something for everyone, like eggs, cinnamon rolls, and even hot, fresh pancakes with all the toppings you crave. Next time, do yourself a favor and stay at a Holiday Inn Express with a can't-miss breakfast that's free with every stay. So, when you wake up at Holiday Inn Express, you'll wake up happy. A part of IHG Hotels and Resorts.
You know, I wonder how, if his style would be conducive, and I'm pretty sure if they're professionals, hopefully Grantham, who has a long resume similar to Joe Woods, can come in and kind of help out. So we'll see what he can do, man. He knows how to coach. He got like a loud mouth style to him. So We'll see how Ty Grantham does and the Saints defense. Also, Josina Anderson, this is coming from her. She says she's told that Zach Strief is expected to join the Buccaneers as the O-line coach. So he moves from an offensive assistant to an offensive line coach with Sean Payton out there. Also, offensive assistant Declan Doyle is being considered for the Denver tight ends coach as well, per league source. So that's two assistant coaches that the New Orleans Saints have that are ultimately getting ready to make the jump toward Coach Payton's staff. Right. So that's two more coaches that you're going to lose. Zach Strief, who did a pretty decent job as an assistant there, he's moving to higher greener pastures as an O-line coach. And Declan Doyle, who's nothing but an offensive assistant, is considered for a tight ends coach. So those both are promotions for those guys. So congratulations to those men because they work really hard. And a bit of bonus news, family, is that the Cardinals, if you take a look at the Cardinals this is part of the Saints too. This is called the Josina. She's saying that defensive backs coach Marcus Robinson is being considered for Joe Woods' staff as secondary and PGC. So as you can see, so maybe Marcus Robinson, who's former defensive back Marcus Robinson, used to play in the NFL. He's coaching with the Cardinals. They're considering him as an assistant coach in the secondary. Pretty much. And who is he? I got his resume pulled up. This is the brother that they're talking about. 32 years of experience in the NFL. Former NFL defensive back Marcus Robinson in his fourth season as Arizona's defensive back coach after joining the Cardinals staff back in 2-6 of 2019. He came to Arizona from Denver where he spent two seasons, 2017 and 18, in the same role with the Broncos. So according to Josina, this is a gentleman that'll be coming in more than likely to replace, to help Joe Woods out in the secondary and probably take the position of Corey Woods, who we'll talk about momentarily. More on this one from the Saints losing offensive line coach Zach Strief to the Broncos. More shuffling of the Saints coaching staff as the Saints losing up and coming coach to a familiar face. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reports that the Broncos expected to hire offensive assistant Zach Strief as the O-line coach. Thank you, AK the Scientist, bro. Thank you for the super chat. Much love, bro. Appreciate you. All right, Strief had just ended his second season on the Saints offensive staff as an assistant offensive line coach to Doug Marrone. He'll now join his former coach in Denver. Former Saints coach Payton was just hired as the Broncos coach last week. Denver sent whatever they sent. Y'all know we have to go over it. Strief, 39, was a 7th-round choice back in 06 out of Northwestern. It was Payton's first draft as the head coach. Strief went on to have a sterling 12-year career with the Saints, mostly at right tackle. Upon his retirement, he became the Saints play-by-play radio announcer for three seasons. Wow, was it that long? He was hired out of the booth by Payton in 21 for the coaching position. Strief and Marrone are credited for the development of right guard Cesar Ruiz, and they did a good job on him, who had been a disappointment as the 2020 first-round choice after breaking out last season. So, yeah, Bob Rose on the scoop. Shout out to Bob. And this is another one right here from Bob. As the Saints to part ways with defensive back coach Corey Robinson, another name to the Saints coaching shuffle this offseason. NFL insider Tom Pelissero reports Monday that the Saints defensive assistant Corey Robinson will no longer be with the team. Robinson was with the Saints for 3 years, has been assisting with the team's defensive backs, and was the safety coach for the American team at the Senior Bowl last weekend. New Orleans ranked second against the pass in 2022, but there are 7 interceptions with 30 in the NFL. The Saints named Joe Woods as the new defensive coordinator on Monday. Last season, co-defensive coordinators Nielsen and Rashard will not be back with the team. Nielsen oversaw the defensive line, left to become the D coordinator for the Falcons. Rashard, who oversaw the defensive back, has had several interviews. He's going to land somewhere too. Woods, 52, had previously been the defensive coordinator for the Browns from 20 to 22, and the Broncos from 2015 to 2018 had been a defensive back coach for 3 different NFL teams. Newly hired Todd Grantham may be put in charge of the defensive line, where most of his experience lies. Linebacker coach Michael Hodges and pass rush coordinator Brian Young are currently still on the staff. The Saints also parted ways with tight end coach, running game coordinator Dan Rouchard, who's also expected to follow Peyton to Denver. They have not to date made any other changes to the offensive staff. So as it stands, a lot of turnover, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Now we got two key assistants. Well, you know, really one, and Zach Streif, he's going for a promotion. Dylan DeCang, whatever his name is, he also left as well to get a bump in position with the Broncos as well. So a lot of turnover, man, a lot of turnover. So you have Ryan Nielsen, Coach Rouchard, he's gone. Coach Robinson is gone. You know, you have Zach Streif, who's gone, you know, and I don't know exactly what's going to happen with Ronald Curry, because he did also interview for an offensive coordinator position for Tampa Bay. So I don't know how that looks as well, but a lot of turnover on the Saints side of the defense, a lot of turnover here, a lot of turnover, you know, and once again, the Saints are really counting on a lot of pressure is going to be put on the Saints defense this upcoming season, depending on what the offense looks like. So the team is going to have to some kind of way get the offense together where it can carry its own water. We need the offense to carry its own water. We really do. We need to get that together. In terms of the defense, let me ask you guys this. With all the turnover, a lot of pressure going to be put on the defense next year with Woods. And now with Ty Grantham added to the mix, we heard Marcus Robinson could be a guy that can be the assistant position, probably coming in to kind of be what Corey Robinson was. Maybe he fills in as an assistant, secondary assistant for Joe Woods on defense. So this is going to be a lot of turnover in key parts for the Saints defense. A lot of pressure on the Saints defense with new coaches there, which means like Nick Underhill was saying, that they will still run Dennis Allen's scheme. He'll call the plays and he'll be responsible for the defense. Woods will act as his top assistant and Grantham as his top assistant. They're just line position coaches. That's pretty much what it is. So we'll see exactly how it all fits. But what do you guys think? How do you think the defense will perform for you? Y'all put it in the chat. Let me know how y'all feel about it. How do you think the Saints defense, with their new additions, these new coaches, how you think the defense will perform? A lot of pressure on the defense. Offense has to step up too, man. It's going to be a very telling year for the Saints coming up this upcoming season. Not because of the, you know, I think they'll be fine with the cap. I think draft wise, they're always fine. Jeff Ireland does a good job there. But the issue I have with the Saints is they're going to have to draft well and cover their bases well, because Alvin Kamara could be missing some time because his court date's coming up. He could be missing some time, you know, if everything goes the wrong way. The Marcus May, a safety, he's also going to be going to court sometimes this year. So it'll be looking interesting. So the Saints might have two starters that might not be in there for, you know, a plot of time. So going to be very interesting. The QB position with Jameis almost looking like he's out the door, and the Saints would open, you know, insiders already point out the fact that the Saints are talking to teams, and particularly the Las Vegas Raiders, discussing about Carr situation. And we won't know totally exactly what will happen with Carr until, what is it, the 15th, where they'll be able to decide whether or not, well, they got up to that point to decide what they're going to do with Carr. Either they're going to, you know, I think they're going to end up releasing him. I don't think any team's going to be foolish enough to accept his current contract. I think they'll probably settle with him and then release him, and then there'll be a market for him right there. I hope that'll be the case. I really don't want the Saints to kind of trade for him and get his contract. Now, don't get me wrong, Carr has a strong arm. He does have some mobility there, and he would definitely help the Saints in the right situation. So we do have the wide receiver weapons. We could keep doing what we're doing and keep building, depending on what the offseason looks like. We still have some questions about what to do about Andres Pete. We do have some questions in terms of, you know, depth in the offensive line. Defensive, we got some people that'll be free agents, unrestricted free agents. Do we sign these people? What do we do with them? Do we draft new people? Do we bring in more people? There'll be a few things we have to look out. Caden Ellis and Juwan Johnson need to be resigned. They earned it. We'll see exactly what the Saints do moving forward. So still a ton of talent on the team. These new people coming in, they'll have to get in line and just step up and handle the business. So let me hear from you guys. Tell me what you think about these new hirings, and how do you think it ends up? I know it's a lot to ask for because we still got a lot of time, but I'd be most interested to know what you guys' thoughts. And Steve said, did the Saints forget about offensive? Did forget about the offensive coaches? No, I don't think they forgot about it, Steve. I just think Dennis Allen's a defensive-minded coach, so he's going to make sure his defense is straight. You know, we lose two guys in Coach Richard and Coach Nielsen. Those guys were really good at what they did. They were really good coaches. So I hope whoever he has bringing them, I was researching these men, looking at their personality types. Both of these guys are, they have a wealth of experience in the NFL. Grantham has it in the NFL and in college. But that also, well, you got a lot of experience, but that could be a good or bad thing. You know what I mean? Some of these guys moved around because maybe they weren't that good at their job. When you see a guy bounce around as much as some of these guys, you'd be thinking in your head, well, if they were really, really solid, you know, really good, solid coaches, you know, and then they're just assistant coaches. They're not in control of anything. They're not the head coaches. But with all that bouncing around they're doing, you know, it kind of makes you wonder. But anyway, the experience, they got a lot of experience. I know Joe Woods. I was listening to Joe Woods coach people up. Joe Woods seemed like he knows what he's talking about. He got a very good way of explaining things and looked like people were very, very attentive that he was talking to. And Todd Grantham. Todd Grantham is like, he's like Bill Johnson, Ultra Instinct. He's like a dude, you know, he's very animated. He knows football. He's very animated. Boy, when he gets upset, he puts up all kind of machinations and, you know, he throws his arms up. I seen him fussing at people coming off the sideline. So I seen him instructing people. He's very passionate. He knows what he's talking about, man. But I wonder if that style would be kind of a little sandpaperish, so to speak, kind of abrasive to people. I don't know. We'll see. But in the end, what do you guys think on that? All right. Coach Todd says, I think the Saints believe the offense improves with better QB play. I'm not worried about the defense. All right. Shout out to you. All right. Appreciate your commentary on that. All right. He also says Curry is the assistant that I don't want to go. He would be great. He would be a great OC and eventual head coach. I hope that they do it right. Well, they keep Ronald Curry. Everybody knows that about Ronald Curry. The words out on him. Hopefully the Saints keep that man. They keep him and give him a bump. I would have made him the OC and made Pete Carmichael his assistant. But then again, maybe Peyton would have pilfered Pete Carmichael. Sooner or later, he's going to end up going there. JT says Q Kamara will be traded. I don't know, bro. I don't think you trade. He's your best offensive player. I don't know if you trade him. WB3 says defense ain't the problem. Pete Carmichael and the rest of those flunkies on the offense is. Okay, thank you, Willie. Hemisphere says, Q, I don't see the offense improving much, even with a new QB. I'm concerned DA making all these new hires, yet nothing for the offense. Well, we still got some time. I noticed the Saints are late to the party for this year, and they are picking up some of these people. We doing our due diligence to research who these men are and what kind of coaching style and resume they have. But yeah, at some point they're going to have to do something with the offense, don't you think? Hopefully that's something later on in this week that he'll address. 504 Co says, if we get Carr, run it back with Mike T one more, see what we can do. All right. Hemisphere also says that, hold on, I lost the Hemisphere. All right, I'm sorry, I lost your content there. All right, I'm sorry, I lost your comment. All right, Kevin Enola, baby K, it scrolled on me. KC says, as long as Pete Carmichael is handling the offense, we are done. Our terrible season was mostly on the offensive line. Brother Eric says, so cute, the defense holds a team to 14 points, but the offense can only score 10 points. Yeah, well, you know, according to the statistics, and we know all of that wasn't offensive touchdowns, the Saints, what, averaged 20-something points a game, and when you needed a touchdown, they just didn't have it. Now, if they do reach for Carr is a person that will give you offense. That's one thing. He will give you a ton of offense because he's a guy that can throw the deep ball. He can stretch out defenses, so that's a positive. He's also a guy that can, he has some wheels on him. He can move around in the pocket, but you got to give him a complete offense to work with. My issues with Carr has always been accuracy. Now, he did make the Pro Bowl 3 times, so credit to him on that. So you're getting them. You got to make sure you put something with it, because it seems like at the end of the day, that's who they're looking straight at. All right. My boy Crusher says, I haven't seen enough from the coaching staff in an offense coach's scheme differently with different players. So we'll see. All right. Thank you, Crusher. Appreciate you, bro. Delcom says, trade Thomas. L Dub, what's up, bro? Says, why didn't they address the special teams coach? Well, they felt like they didn't need it, bro. It says the special team coach is fine. Nothing wrong with Darren Rizzi. That's what they're saying, L Dub. Nothing wrong with him at all, bro. They don't, you know, ain't nothing wrong over there on that side of the ball, bro. What's up, Matthew? Shout out to Matthew Pollard, man. Let me see who else. Did I miss anybody's comment? What's up, Tasha? Shout out to you. Ant-Man says, it's not about the defensive coaches. It's about Dennis Allen. These are his choices. And if this team doesn't make the playoffs, then it's on the head coach. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's going to be a tough season for Dennis Allen, man. Very tough season for Dennis Allen. Don't you think, y'all, coming into this thing, it's going to be very difficult for him. 504 Coach said, I think we get 10 wins with Carr. Pete Carmichael, with Carr, Dennis Allen staying out of there, the defense doing what they did last year. Special teams need to step up. Maybe we get some. Nola Nerds, thank you, brother, says trade Kamar for picks, draft Tajay Spears to replace AK-41, release Ingram, well, he's a free agent, and draft Devon Achane in that role. Also draft Riley Moses at defensive back. Who that? Thank you, Nola Nerds. Shout out to you, bro. Appreciate you. Very interesting. Trade Kamar for picks and draft Tajay Spears. Love Tajay Spears. Love with the Saints, man, they got to.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Paid after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethoslife.com/audio. That's ethoslife.com/audio.
You know, they got that. They've seen him up close and personal. His draft stock is rising. They better grab a hold to Mr. Tajay Spears. He's just phenomenal, man. I'm telling you, that guy would be a force on your team. And like we saying, AK-41 could be doing missing some games later on this year. He could be out sometime. His court date is March the 1st. You remember all of last year, they kept giving him extensions sooner or later. We're going to have to get in the court and hash this out. He's challenging this guy that he beat on in Las Vegas. I seen a lot of that footage, not all of it, but I seen enough to know that you look at that footage, Kamara dead. He dead wrong 8 ways from Tuesday. I mean, what you think you doing? What you planning on doing? Your best out is to settle with this gentleman and just move on. And then the NFL will brutalize him. They will, Roger Stinking Goodell will lay down some punishment, maybe a month, maybe a month and a half, maybe 2 months. You never know with Roger Goodell. But at some point, we know we're going to be missing Elvin Kamara during the season and Marcus May. So we got that ahead of us. We should be prepared for what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Nolan. Shout out to you, bro. Christopher Henderson says Carr had a good O-line. He's a good weapon. Okay, thank you. KT says the buddy system is in effect. Travis says you think they will hire a screen pass coach. They damn sure forgot how one is to be. Yeah, I know, bro. Yeah. The screen wasn't the Saints' best weapon. Let's just say that. All right. Christopher Henderson also says Carr had a good team around him, so we could offer him Q. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Christopher. KT, shout out to you, bro. Says forget trading Kamara. Spears is okay, but draft a power back, Tavion Thomas, Roshan Johnson, or Kendre Miller. Nola Nerd has bumped. No. KT, shout out to you, bro. Listen, I can see what Nola Nerd's saying, man. I love Tajay Spears. Let me tell you something. I watch Tajay Spears. He's fast. He can stand to pick up a little weight, but he's a force. He's stronger than what he looks like. He can run inside, outside. He also catches the ball really well. He's a special running back. And if the Saints can get him and put him inside of their offense, that'll be another weapon to what we're doing. I think Tajay Spears coming out of Tulane, that's something the Saints need to turn their attentions to. But you're absolutely right. We definitely can use some power running backs as well, man. We're going to definitely need that too. We're going to need some power backs. We're going to need both of them, to be honest with you. Thank you, KT. Thank you, Nolan. Hemisphere says, Q, Adam Schefter reported the Raiders are releasing Carr. Carr is giving the Raiders till February the 15th to look for a trade. If not a release, Carr said he's looking forward to choosing where he wants to go. Thank you, Hemisphere. Thank you for updating us on that. Big Sean says the division. And you know what? You know, just on that, Hemisphere, that will be good. Because I think that's the sticking point. Like, nobody really wants to take on that contract, you know? Because this upcoming, that 2022, I think it's 22, is at 31 or something. And then the 23, he got 2 years remaining on it. That spikes to like 40 million, 40 plus million. That's not an attractive contract in any sense of the imagination, especially for the New Orleans Saints. So if they release him and settle with him, that can be something the Saints can get involved with, because there's a lot of pipeline connecting Carr to Dennis Allen. And hey, man, we could do worse, man. Really, I would like to keep Jameis around, but I think that's been soured. They're already looking at Carr, and if it has to be Carr, I don't think Carr is you could do a lot worse than Carr, you know what I'm saying? You really could. Let's see what he does with some weapons, man, and improve offensive line play. Can we get the offensive line go? At least we know that he doesn't have a problem throwing a deep ball. We got fast wide receivers. We got Chris Olave. We got Rashid Shaheed. We can add a few more people in there that stretch out those funky defenses, and then we can kind of move the thing. So I'm kind of warming up to the Carr idea. I just don't want it to be a trade in which we bring in that contract. I don't want that. All right, Eric says Mickey has to get his act together and make this draft legit.
Well, once again, Eric, hold on. Let me slide in here now. Let me tell these guys something. Yeah, well, I'm always saying it. Listen, I don't draft anybody, Eric. You know, I'm going to say this for the last time. I don't draft anybody. You know, I don't understand. Like, people think I do everything. You know, they think just because you're the general manager that you do everything. I don't draft anybody. You know, let me tell you something. They got guys that handle all of that. Listen, there's an assistant general manager we have. His name is Jeff Ireland. Jeff Ireland handles all of that. You know, he's fantastic, you know, and that's how it goes, you know. So, you know, please, you know, I keep that thing on me. I don't want you guys, you know, every time somebody says something, I'm wrong, and I just want to correct them, okay?
All right, Mickey, peace out, Mickey. All right, see you later. All right, so anyway, with that being said, let's keep it moving. Sean said the division will be even more wide open than last year. So if DA can't coach us to a division title, then he needs to sleep with the fishes. Goddamn. Original Soul says, yeah, we need to be looking at Achane out of A&M. Okay, to pair with AK, we missing a bruiser. Yeah, KT had a really good list of power backs that we get. We're going to go over that, KT. We'll comment. I'm going to DM you, bro, and we'll talk about it. All right. Val says, we're overthinking. Why trade Kamara when he's the best runner? I'm not for trading Elvin Kamara. I think, you know, trading your best offensive weapon, that's a no-no, especially if you got a new quarterback coming in here. The Saints have to, you know, make sure they get the tight end position, Juwan Johnson, because, you know, that's the safety blanket for a new quarterback coming in here. Carr, if Carr is going to be the guy, he can stretch him out. So you're going to need to add some more weapons, some more speedsters to get that defense out there. And when we get them guys stretched out, players like Elvin Kamara, those guys can get a lot of work because those are space. Those satellite backs like him can move around and make things happen in space. So I'm for a bruiser and a satellite back. We need to be able to kind of be able to mix it up. So if we're going to use our offensive scheme is to kind of stretch the defenses out and have space to play, to have for guys to operate. And I think that's a good philosophy based on, you know, what we had this last year, where it was not afraid of you throwing the ball and they would just crowd up the offense, crowd up the line of scrimmage and dare you to throw. And then the Saints couldn't really throw the deep ball, like talking about, especially Andy Dalton. A lot of his passes were the receivers had a weight on them, so they wasn't afraid of Andy Dalton. They will be afraid of at least Carr's deep throwing ability to throw that ball out there. Let me tell you, he can put it out there. All right. KT says, let Mike Thomas walk. Crusher says, Spears Scrolls 2.0. Arvin says, Big Sean, PD, nah, he can sleep with the devil. Damn. All right. Prom says, why draft deep threats when your coach loves the check down? No. That's Andy Dalton loving the check down. I guarantee you Carr won't like the check down. Carr is going to put that ball out there. I promise you that. KT says, Q, he's okay, but him and O-Chain are not the answer. All right, Nola KC says, Spear is so very special. Yeah, I keep telling people about Tajay Spears. He's not just a regular running back, man. That guy had four touchdowns and over 200 yards rushing in that game against USC in prime time. He did his best work, and he was doing great stuff all season long, don't get me wrong. He had a lot of fantastic games, but when he turned it on under the lights like that, that let me know that nothing was too big for him. He shined in the brightest moment of his young career. I want that guy on the Saints team. Either you get him or you're going to be playing against him. It's just as simple as that. Kevin Leahy says, why as fans are we excited about Carr, who didn't even make it to the make it past the 50-yard line? LOL, just saying. What else you got, my brother? It obviously... Carr is going to be the guy that Dennis Allen, a lot of Dennis Allen's moves are very transparent, bro. You know, it's like this, we putting the band back together thing that he's doing, you know, and a lot of the insiders are putting him and Carr together. So the one thing I do like about Carr, he got a lot of stuff wrong with him, but he got a lot of positives though at the same time. It's a guy that could put the deep ball out there and do it. So what is, I don't know. I don't really don't like Dennis Allen that much. Pete Carmichael, I don't know. I think we'll see what he can do with him. At the same time, if that is even a thing, because Carr could very well go to another. He can end up going somewhere else. We'll see, man. At the end of the day, I still say the Saints need to draft a quarterback. They damn sure need to get a quarterback, man. They need to get a quarterback. Whoever they're going to pick up, and whether they sign a veteran quarterback or whatever, whoever they get is simply going to be a bridge guy. They need a young quarterback this year. The whole NFC South is under a youth movement. We need to go ahead and get our stuff together and get us a young quarterback in this draft. And they'll have a few of them there that we can take a look at. Josh says, Mickey doesn't draft. We see who Sean wants. Exactly. Who do you want, Sean? And he go ahead and do it. Tuck Graff said, that would make a great Muppet voice cue from the wrong side of Sesame Street. Now, hold on there, Tuck Graff. Let me tell you, I don't have a puppet voice. All right, shout out to the fam. What's up, Farouk? Shout out to your fam. Appreciate you. All right. Boy, did y'all hear Mickey get on? Mickey got on old Eric, man. He got on Eric real quick and tried to shut Eric down, man. He told him that. Mickey got on him right quick. All right. Coach Ty says, Derek Carr, 64.6. What's that? 35,222 yards, 217 touchdowns against 99 INTs, almost a 92. Rating that QBR sounds real good in black and gold. Yeah, his numbers look really good. You look at some of the, I think 63-79 is his winning, his record as a quarterback, like 63-79. That kind of stuck in my head, but his numbers look really good. He's been in the Pro Bowl 3 times. Maybe he can change things around in the black and gold building. Maybe Pete Carmichael can utilize the guy. We'll see what happens, man, because they seem to have their mind positioned on Carr. We'll see what happens, man. We'll see. All right, Reginald said the Saints that were a legitimate shot at Derek Carr. Nolan Earth said, my thought on trading AK-41 is getting picks while we can. I still like AK. I love Tajay Spears. Okay, he likes Achane and a power back. He killed that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, strained calf. Yeah, ankle. Vale says, what do you think about Saquon Barkley if he's out there and Zeke Elliott if Dallas lets him go? Vale, I like Barkley. He kind of came back strong after all those real menacing injuries. I don't know what happened with Ezekiel Elliott, but those guys seem very expensive to me. I don't think the Saints are going to spend a lot of money on those guys. I think those guys would be very expensive for the Saints in some form or fashion. I think their best way is to try to find a guy in the draft, or maybe a guy in free agency that's more of their price. You know, that's what I'm looking at. All right. T-Mama says, Mickey Loomis has kicked the money can for too many years. That's true. Yep, indeed. Larry laughing. No, it says, go watch our change tape. Yeah, I seen him. I watched him play. But KT was dropping some knowledge on him. But KT had a really great KT is our great Saint think tank resident scouting expert here. He that's his gift, man, to the world. In part, man, he drops a lot of good game on him. We're going to hook up a show later on this week, go over these position groups. I'm going to bring in GM Kev, too, who's a really good scouter as well. Big Sean says, mark my words, we will sign Derek Carr because DA will try to take the easy road to saving his butt instead of developing a young QB, which he knows he can't do. Tuck Graff said, I was making a sandwich in the kitchen when you gave me a shout out. Thanks for the All right. Tuck Graff, shout out to you again. All right. Nick says Carr is the right complexion. He's really not a better QB than Jameis, to be honest. All right. Thank you, Nick. Lee Charles says defensive tackle Allen from the Skins. Okay. Yeah, we could use somebody. So, Lee, let me ask you this. Lee's drawing that out there. Do you keep David Onyemata? Do we keep David Onyemata, family? I'm going to ask you about three players. I want y'all to put yes or no in the chat. This one's for David Onyemata. Do we keep David Onyemata on the team? Yes or no? Y'all put that in the chat right there. All right. Crushing says Pollard will be a free agent. Yeah, I like Pollard more than Ezekiel, man. So I think didn't he have an injury too? Christopher says, I love the little running back from Kansas State. Could be our next pros. Can you too? You says Dalton had plenty of good numbers too. The winning percentage is key. Very good. 63-79 was Carr's winning percentage in all those years he was there. All right. Coach Todd says, I think the Saints sign Carr and draft the QB at 29 or 40. I would like that, much so. All right, okay, here we go. Lee says no, retool. Larry says yes. Thank you, Larry. Greg says no. Vale says yes. T-Mama says no. All right, Ant My Ninja, shout out to your fam, says keep on your Mata. Kevin Leahy says yes. Gundam says keep him. Christopher Henderson says yes, David, for the right money. Boo says yes. Matthew Pollard says yes. Oz Mike says no. Okay, Elite says nine yeses. All right, Brother Crusher says nine. I mean, no, excuse me. Brother Wallace says yes and get him some help. Trapstar 318, shout out to you, says yes. Ferg says if the price is right. Brother Eric says no. Farouk says yes. JT says yes. All right, okay, cool. What? And DJ Day says, what other options are available? Well, that's a good question, fam. We're probably looking for agents to see what we can find in terms of free agency or in the draft. So there are a few options that can go in, but really the only really the best interior defensive lineman you got is David Onyemata. So, you know, that's something. Shaq Bullitt says yes for Onyemata. KT says no. Draft Eka from Baylor, the big boy. Yeah, that big old guy. Yeah, I see him, KT. That big old sucker right there, man. Yeah, nose tackle. Yeah, hemisphere, I agree. I've been saying that, bro. All right, Arvin says keep on your motto. Okay, cool. Okay, Josh DePell fan says no. Thank you, Josh. Shout out to you. All right, so, okay, kind of a mixed bag there. I would say look like we got more yeses for David on your motto than no. Okay, here's the next guy. Do we keep? Okay, we got David on your motto because that's really an interesting one right there. Let me throw one at you. How about Marcus Davenport? Do the Saints go after and re-sign Davenport? What do you guys think about that one? I'm going to throw that one in. I got one more, and then I'm going to get on out of here. What do you guys think about Marcus Davenport? Do the Saints make an effort to re-sign Davenport at the right price? What do you guys think about that? What do you think about him? Defensive end's a big thing. We still have Pete. We got Pete Werner there. And we got the other defensive lineman that we picked up who's Davenport's guy. Okay, T-Mama says, if they keep Okay, David Mott wouldn't be mad. Okay, Tasha says, I don't know. All right, DJ says no. Larry says yes. Okay, Can You Too You says no. Katie says hell no. Wallace says get rid of him. T Mama says no. L-Dub, no. Okay, I got you. Charles, no. All right. Gundam says keep Davenport on a prove it deal. Okay. Hemisphere, Davenport is gone. JT says no. Greg says send him out. Send him out with his pinky. All right. What's up? Terry says yes, keep Davenport. Trapstar says no. Josh says no. Vale says yes. Dark Father says yes. Boo says yes. Brother Revolt says bye-bye. Okay. Dana says no. Crusher says no. Shaq Bully says no. The Professor says no. Shout out to your Professor. All right. So there you go. All right. So Kenyatta says no. Tasha says yes. Okay. All right. Farouk says for the low.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, an infant formula company on a mission to get a lot closer to the most super superfood on the planet, breast milk. Our patented protein blend has more of the important and most abundant proteins actually found in breast milk. We're the first and only U.S.-made formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. We even conducted the largest clinical trial by a new infant formula company in a quarter century, with clinically proven benefits like easier digestion, less spit up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula. And we make our own formula in the USA and our very own factories in Iowa, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization.
Earn great pay with outstanding federal benefits and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives. Learn more online at cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
Okay, Oz Mike says, let him go. All right, okay, so there you go. So you still got Turner there. But I'm saying this is, Davenport, Saints say no. Some people say at the right price. Okay, granted, I see that. A lot of more, I think the no's won that one. And then for the final one, I'm going to throw this at the family members. For the final one, the yes or no on the players. Mike Thomas, does Mike Thomas stay or go? What do you guys think? Does Mike stay or go? Y'all let me know how you feel about that. Let me know how you guys feel about that. Does Mike Thomas stay or go? Does Mike Thomas stay or go? Yes or no? Put it in the chat. Let me know how you feel. Does Mike Thomas stay or go? Yes or no? What y'all think about that? All right. Let's see what y'all say. Okay. Matt says no. Dana says yes. Okay. Josh says no. Okay. Shout out to you, Josh. All right. Who else? Brother Greg says keep him. 504 Cool says yes. Keep Mike, but he probably gone. Larry says stay. Trey says he's out. T-Mama says stay. Okay. Elise says go. Okay. Original Hot Boy 504. Shout out to you. Says yes. Brother Wallace says yes. Okay. All right. All right. Arvin says no. Damn. They moving now. Professor says yes for Thomas. Okay. Thank you, Professor. Terry says Mike goes. Okay. Shaq Bully says Mike go. All right. Life is a traffic jam. Shout out to you. Says go. Eric says go. Kenyatta says yes. Trey says keep him. T-Mama says stay. L-Dub says yes. Okay. All right. Let's see. Who else we got, man? Damn, y'all. A lot of people saying stay. Carla says stay. All right. Boo says Thomas. I'll let him go, sadly. Vale says 50-50 on it. Poppy 504 says stay MT. Coach Todd says trade Mike T. All right. KT says buy Mike. He's going to cost us $60 million if he's on the roster. Okay. Brother Jerry says stay. Q Beats says Mike is long gone. All right, shout out to you. WB3 says, slot him in and his foot under the... Reginald says, Mike can't stay healthy. No. Oz Mike says he deserves another chance if he looks like anything like the Atlanta game last year. I remember. Yeah, that's the point. Ferg318 says, let him stay if he can play. Farouk says, I would love to keep him, but that contract has got to go. Uncle Deuce says, keep Mike, no doubt. KT says no. Crusher says has to go. All right. So, damn, y'all got really animated on the mic. DJ Day says, yes, he has to go because of the financial obligations if the Saints were to keep him. Hemisphere says if Davenport leaves, He says, I'll put pressure on Turner to perform, but I would bring in a free agent defensive end for insurance. Turner, like Davenport, can't stay healthy or he is inactive. Thank you, fam. All right. Uncle Deuce says, keep Mike. All right. Terry says, Mike should have retired with Breeze. y'all are hard graders, man. All right. Coach Ty says, why keep him? Send him to Denver for some chiwis and a big shot and cut our loss. All right, Darrell, what's up, bro? Says, keep Mike, the foot can go. All right, there you go. Amputated, okay. Larry says, remember the Atlanta game. I know, bro, I remember. That's what I'm holding on to. Brother Wallace says, who is this user by? They got two Wallaces in the chat. All right, Hemisphere says, I heard MT might end up in Denver with SP. There you go. Nola, let's see, Nola Beta KC says, does Juice come back? No, he's a free agent, bro. No, he was only on a one-year deal. And remember, he came here because of Jameis. So if Jameis is gone, I think Juice might be gone. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Okadu says, Mike is still the number one receiver. Olave is a great compliment receiver. Arvin says he needs to stay healthy. Ozmite says, BQ, how you feel about Anthony Richards from Florida? I like the kid a lot. But he's not a first rounder. He probably going to end up going between the second and third round. I like the kid a lot, but he needs a lot of work, man. So if you get a veteran, you let him sit behind him, that would be a good pickup. All right, I do like that kid a lot from Auburn. All right, K-Dot says the Atlanta game is all you can receiver him for 3 years. I get what you're saying. The last 3 years, missed a lot of games, but all the people can say is the Atlanta game. I got you. 504 Cole says Mike T got 3 good years left in him. My dog Big Low, shout out to you, Low. Thank you for the super chat. It says my bad. No, it's all right, Low. He said, while you were alive, I was cooking red beans and rice. I wanted to know how I want my gravy to be thick. Oh yeah, rise up. Oh, I'll hit you up after the show, Low. I'm about to get off, bro. It depends, Low, how soft you want your beans, bro. Most beans, see me, I want my beans. I want my beans. I don't want them mushy. But you know, I want my beans. Nobody eating their beans crunchy. You know, you don't want them too mushy. But it's like it's a proper even in there when you're doing your beans. I'm gonna call you, bro, and put some stuff on there, bro. We're gonna drop it. All right, so yeah. Y'all look out for the new channel coming up, Cooking with Q. That's gonna be. Y'all look up for y'all. Watch out for the new YouTube channel coming out. The new platform called Cooking with Q. All right, shout out to my dog Big Low, man. Appreciate you, bro. I'm gonna give you a ring, bro. Soon as I'm done. What in the world, bro? All right, Christopher says, any hitting gems at QB in the draft, maybe Foley from Auburn. CT Mama says, creamy. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, I don't want them too mushy, but creamy is right where it's supposed to be. I'm going to talk to Lone when I get off of that, man. I don't want to drop too many of the secrets, family, the family recipe. Y'all going to have to watch Cooking with Q when the time comes. All right. So anyway, yeah, you got to soak them overnight. I think Lo already cooking them already. I don't know if Lo soaked them. Yeah, you don't want to give them to Atlanta, though, Nola. Nola, baby, KC, you don't want to give them that. Yeah, Tasha says creamy. There you go. All right. So anyway, Cooking with Q. All right, so anyway, with that being said, man, we're going to get ready to get on out here, man. Listen, I appreciate and love each and every last one of y'all. I appreciate y'all taking the time out y'all busy days to, Glow says he soaked them all. All right, Uncle Do says, Q, why is nobody talking about Jake Haener? Max Dugan is a good one, bro. That's a guy, man, that, you know, I watch play. That guy is a winner, man. I mean, he's tough as nails. He's a guy that basically, it's just something about Max Dugan. You know, that guy is awesome, man. He gets out there, he plays, he wills his team to win. He's tough as nails. That performance he had in the, what game was that, man, where he was damn near out of breath, fighting for breath and still out there making plays. I mean, that right there really impressed me about that kid. That's one guy you can look out for. But we're going to pop up later on this week. We're going to start going into the draft and talk about this, and we might going to start off with the QB position. All right, so anyway, Tuck Graff said, I'm making red beans. I should have put French dressing on it. I need some tip skew. All right. Guys, Mike says, is that channel for real? Bro, it's coming, man. I've been thinking about it for a while, bro. Listen, I'm going to put some game on the family members I've been thinking about doing. I'm going to have a channel coming up when I do some skits and stuff like that. You're going to see Reverend Saint in costume. You're going to see a couple of the peoples. You know, I'm going to be doing some impersonations and having some costume characters coming at you. I'm going to be doing stuff like that. Just being, you know, doing my comedian thing. Y'all know I'm a comedian at heart. So I'm going to be doing that. And cooking with Q, absolutely, man. You know, my youngest son was always saying, Dad, you need to have a channel. What are you doing? Because I'm always cooking every weekend. I'm cooking for my boys. I'm cooking breakfast. You know what I'm saying? I cook I'm a happy cooker. Which means when I start cooking, I'm not a grudgeful cooker or a guy that gets in there, oh, I got to cook. No. When I get up in that kitchen, man, I put on Johnny Davis. I put on my old school music. I put on that Alexander O'Neal. I got that bumping in there. Then next thing you know, Alexander O'Neal goes off, and then you got your girl coming on there, Renee. She dropped Angela Winbush dropping by, and all of them start dropping by, and then the next thing I know, I'm up in there singing, I'm up in there, you know, and it's a happen. You put that positive energy in that food, man, and they feel it, as opposed to have somebody negative standing over the pot with negative energy, and all that goes into the food. I'm really just alert about that sort of thing. So when I'm happy, you know, when I'm cooking, I cook, I put on my music, and I get to going, and, you know, my jazz and everything. So, yeah, man, that's how I usually do it. So, when y'all get, yeah, I'm going to be working on the channel. It's called Cooking with Q. Y'all, I'm for real. Y'all going to see. When I get it done, I'm going to let y'all know, man. There you go, Professor Ernest says, Lattimore. Laddie, daddy. All of that. I'm going to be doing all that, man. I haven't done the laddie daddy in a while, man. The laddie daddy. It's a bunch of them, bro. There you go. Professor said, Brothers Johnson, man. Strawberry letter 22 and all that. Y'all know what time it is. All right. So with that being said, fam, yeah, the Mickey. Yeah, they got quite a few of them, bro. I've been imitating and doing them for years, man. Y'all know all the characters, man. Reverend Saint is the all-time favorite. A lot of people like him. You know, I'm going to have him in character, man. That's why I be throwing out that Johnny Davis. That's Reverend Saint right there. He like Johnny Davis and Marvin Cease and all that kind of stuff. Willie Clayton. So, y'all, that's all my old people back in the day, my experienced personnel, my experienced people. They know what I'm talking about when they talk about Willie Clayton and Marvin Cease. That's Reverend Saint. That's what he listened to. So, when y'all hear that Johnny Taylor playing, that's Reverend Saint. That's his influence. All right, so. With that being said, I'm going to hit y'all. Yeah, Tyrone Davis, y'all already in there, baby. Y'all already in there. All right, so yeah. Power 4 Coach says, do the cooking show, Q. That would be great. Your first guest could be Mickey Loomis.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Q? What you got there? What you got in that bag? Oh, okay, well, listen, you're cooking red beans? Oh, well, listen, I went to Drew Brees' house. He cooked red beans for the first time. It was the most, I was hesitant to eat it. It looked like somebody had it under a heat lamp all night. I mean, it was dry and like, my God, are you rich or don't you have a cook somewhere? I was scared to eat it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I remember when Drew Brees cooked them dried ass beans, man. I was like, boy, you better hire a chef. All right. So anyway, man, let me get on out of here. Listen, I appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. Y'all keep y'all heads up. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. My Patreon family members and the YouTube family members will be on Patreon Tuesday tomorrow. Wednesday, we'll come back. We'll start talking about the draft. I'm going to see if I can get KT and GM Kev to chime in. We'll cover some of the positions of the draft going forward and see what the Saints are trying to do. We'll have more Saints news Wednesday and throughout the week. So with that being said, there you go, Betty Wright. Don't forget Betty Wright. Don't you dare forget Betty Wright. Don't, and Shirley Murdoch, too. How dare you, Tasha, sit up here and mention Betty Wright and don't mention Shirley Murdoch. Shame on you, queen. Shame, shame, shame. You're going to say Betty and not say, you see, stylistics. Rose got the stylistics up there, man. You got to throw all of them out there. Heat wave, all of them. The Ohio players. I was listening to them today. I want to be free, all that. See, I'm going to keep going on and on, baby. But I'm going to holler at y'all on the flip side. Much love. Who that? And I'm out.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, 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 boogie like this, and
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on Tampa, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Fucking like this and
I'm a who that.
Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning,
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and who that to.
BetDaily.com. That's right, the WhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, and even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, WhoThatDaily.com is your site. The WhoThatDaily.com for the sports.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.